You are listening to Hell's Bell by Kerry Arthur, performed by Catherine Littrell. Chapter 1. I woke abruptly, my heart hammering and a scream dying on my lips. For several seconds, I did nothing more than stare into the darkness of my bedroom, trying to find a reason for the fear that pounded through my veins. Though I'd rather weirdly become prone to prophetic dreams of late, it wasn't a dream that had woken me. The source of the fear was external, not internal. Aside from the usual creaks and groans of an old building, the apartment above the cafe I owned and ran with my best friend and fellow witch, Isabel, or Belle, as she preferred to be called, was silent. Nor was there any noise coming from the street outside. But that wasn't really surprising, given this part of Castle Rock was mostly retail, and everything here had shut down by 9. I pulled my phone out from under my pillow and checked the time. 12:25, which was almost smack bang in the middle of witching hour, a time when those on the spectral edge of the world were thought to gain substance and reality. As a witch, even if a somewhat underpowered one, I knew the truth lay not so much with the time, but rather the position of the moon. Midnight was when she reached her highest point in the sky, and was therefore at her most powerful. Did that mean some sort of supernatural activity had woken me? I seriously hoped not. Only a couple of weeks had passed since we'd gotten involved in the hunt for a vampire hell-bent on revenge, and I'd only just recovered from the injuries received in that final bloody battle. The last thing this reservation, or indeed, Belle and I, needed was another force of darkness.